Hello, my friends. It is the one and only the Little Southern Belle Mimi Nava, and it is, well, you're listening to the Little Southern Belle. Okay, y'all, I left y'all. It was the day after my birthday. I was enjoying being 20, and now we have the coronavirus, and everyone's freaking out. And everyone was saying March is going to be a good month, and it's going to be great. Y'all, I'm here to tell y'all, here to let y'all know, I'm here to remind you, if you've forgotten, everything will be okay. But I will get more and more into it, just letting y'all know. But this is the one and only The Little Southern Belle Mimi Nava, and you're listening to The Little Southern Belle. Okay, this will not be a long episode, but I do, and I don't think that's the point. My point here is to just spread some, just really say some words of reassurance, because during a time of chaos, it is very easy to lose your mind and also lose your soul. What I mean by that is you lose your mind and you stop doing the things that you know are right, and also you start to act out of character. Therefore, you defile your entire existence. And I just want to let y'all know that everything will be okay. Yes, things are not going the way you've planned. Your plans are now quote-unquote ruined, but think of this as a delay to where you have full attention towards yourself. What are you thinking? How are you feeling? How can I sit and exist in this skin right now? And this, you'll be okay. How will you know you'll be okay? You've been through much worse. Yes, people, or you may have not have a way of income right now because you can't go outside. Look, I'm here to tell you that it is not permanent and it's very temporary. Also, you may have felt a sense of panic, sense of darkness. I'll tell you right now, get up out of that, get your schedule together, get everything together. Do not let this be an excuse for you to stop your self-improvement. Do not let this be an excuse for you to just completely destroy yourself. Do not let this be an excuse to literally become your own worst enemy. Do not let this be a reason. I feel that this is the time that we're going to see the go-getters, the hustlers, the people who literally just got it from the ground up because they're that determined. You may have to do some things that are very unconventional, very non-traditional to get your income, to get you're living for right now temporarily, but it will definitely strengthen you for the next phases of your life. So please take this time. Do not panic. Do not fear. Recenter yourself. Meditate. Sit and really focus on the things that matter. Your health, your mental health. Well, your health, your physical health, your mental health, excuse me. And most importantly, your spiritual health. Do not forget that you matter, you exist, and your life will continue after this phase that the world is currently witnessing right now. Do not get caught up in just this, because your life is not just this. Know that there is another phase after this. Do not just sit and stand and rest in hell. You will always be in hell if you think like that and if you act like that. Get up. Get up out your bed. Get up out of the darkness that is you're choosing to sit in. Get up of all of it. Write down how you feel, what you think. Go talk to someone if that helps you. Not even that, but do things that make you happy without having to spend a dime, without having to be around people. This is the time you get deeply rooted within you. What is your essence? What makes you be in your element? And if you don't know the answer to those things, I suggest you take this time that you have to yourself and figure it out. Do not take this phase in your life and squander it because you're afraid to be in your own skin. Literally, do not take this. Take this time as self-improvement and self-awareness. Take this time to be more loving and kind and to be more aware of your surroundings in general. Take this time, most importantly, to figure out who you are. Matter of fact, you won't have to figure out who you are. You will show up. And it's not the old you, it's not the new you. It's the you you've always been that you just finally decided to tap into because you put the work in. Do not sit and take this time to slack, because when this is over, the people who slacked literally will reap the consequences, and the people who have sat, took this time and hustled will literally reap the benefits, and it will be great. Do not take this chaos and make it a weapon against yourself. You are much better than that. You are much bigger than that. And you are much more powerful than that. Do not forget ever. And if you ever need to listen to this again, please do so. But I'm here to remind you that you are stronger, you are bigger, and you are much better. And most importantly, you will be okay. You will be okay. You will be fine. You have been through much bigger obstacles, much more difficult obstacles than this. And this is just another test that you have yet to pass. So put the work in. Take a leap of faith and get your spirit right. So when you come back, you're stronger. And when you appear again, they won't know who you are because you've come to them in a different type of energy. And it will not be recognizable. But that's the best thing you can do. Level up. Take this time and do so. It will be the best thing you can do for yourself in this very moment. And never forget. Never ever forget. You will always be okay. Just because it's not what you want does not mean you're not okay.